Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk some Phils and some Eagles with Elliot Shore Parks. He was in those scrubs this week. AJ talks, other players talk. Elliot was there. He'll be all over the Phillies in the postseason as well, and he joins us right now. Elliot, good morning, pal.
Man, it's rare I feel alone on Eagles Island, but excited to see everybody all pumped up for the Phillies.
For sure. Elliot, let's start with one Phils thing, and then we'll get to the Eagles. Yeah. Bats or bullpen, which do you trust more?
The bullpen. Like, I've lived through the last few postseasons. I've lived that feeling of watching the bats go ice cold and swing at everything they should have. Like, I understand the optimism. The bats were better this season. Schwarber was awesome. The bottom of the lineup was better. I'll believe it when I see it. So, like, until I break that feeling of hating watching this team try to bat in the playoffs, I'm going to trust the bullpen.
Do you guys remember the bullpen last season against the Mets?
Yes.
Like, they were awful.
Good. I agree. But
I thought that was more of an aberration, though, Devin. I really did. I thought that one was stepping out of the norm. I thought last year with the bats felt more normal.
Right. Last like regular season, I trusted the Phillies bullpen.
1,000%.
But the fact it's even a question when all the money is in the lineup, like that's the disappointing.
Yeah. All right, Elliot, let's talk some Eagles. I said earlier, and I believe it, best thing for this team is go play a football game, put the last 5 days behind them. I mean, obviously, if they win, which they probably will, but the Broncos are not a team to be taken for granted. Is it fair to say they've got a great defense and present a heck of a challenge to the Eagles' offense?
Yeah, I think this is a really, really tough matchup. Like, I thought they would lose to the Chiefs because of the spot, but in terms of just looking at an opponent and then predicting the game, this is probably the most worried I've been about an Eagles game this year so far. I think the Broncos, they're not as good as some of the other teams, but they poke so specifically at the Eagles' problems. Their defensive line is legit. They have two elite edges. They have an elite defensive tackle in Zach Allen that gets after the quarterback. And my concern is the offensive line might be the weakest part of the offense right now. And now they're going up against a defensive line that's really, really good. And then on the flip side, the biggest issue with the team right now is the passing game and getting it to A.J. Brown, and you're going against Patrick Surtain. So I have real concerns about this game.
So Alex Singleton is their Mike linebacker. It makes me feel kind of like I can't even take it that seriously, this defense, because you got our old, you know, cast off linebacker, a man in their Mike spot,
playing
a
well.
Really important position.
Alex Singleton still there? Is that who we're talking
about?
Yeah.
Wow.
Alex Singleton. They're
yeah.
And he's playing well from, you know, doing what they need him to do. How good is this defense realistically? Let's be honest. I mean, I know they got an unbelievable lockdown cornerback, but feels like maybe it's a little bit overblown, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think the Broncos fans and media would probably point and go, well, how good could the Eagles be? They're starting a Dory Jackson, right? Like every defense.
That's very fair,
every
dude.
Great.
Hey, Elliot, score one for you with that retort. Well, Elliot, let's talk defense with Nakobe. So Nakobe's been a limited participant in practice. Is he going to play?
It's a great question. They have an open roster spot. I do think with Nakobe, it is one of those things where you have to see how his injury reacts day after day. Like, he's practiced 2 days now. He seemed in good spirits yesterday in the locker room after his first day back at practice. And then today, you see how he feels. So I know from being around Nakobe, like, the last month, this dude feels like he could have played week one. So I think if he doesn't play this Sunday, I think he will be very disappointed. I would guess that he is going to be in uniform. The question really is just, like, what do they do with them? And in all my years covering the team, I can't remember such, like, a specifically tough problem for a coaching staff, because Jahad Campbell has been awesome. Zach Bond is obviously not coming off the field. But Nakobe straight up lost his job because of an injury. And I know that's just how the cookie crumbles sometimes. I know you can't put him out there just because he used to be the starter. But, man, for a leader in the locker room and for someone that's worked so hard to come back from such a tough injury, this is a real tough spot for Nick, who really values, like, the culture and relationship part of it.
Yeah.
And this could be a tough blow for Nakobe.
So, Elliot, I'll give you a tougher problem for a coaching staff. A.J. Brown. His relationship with Jalen Hurts. Can you put some context? You know, I heard you say some stuff on the other shows this week. I don't think we got into this element with you on Tuesday. A.J. and Jalen. Where's it at as far as what you know?
Yeah, you know, the AJ and Jalen thing in some ways is one of my least favorite things to talk about, just because we're talking about a friendship here. And, like, I'm not privy to the detail of the friendship. I don't know, like, how close they truly, truly are. But I do know if Well, so that's what I'm going to say. I do know if you're around that building and the team, like, it's not really a secret that Jalen and AJ are not as close as they used to be. And I would say, like, if you don't want to believe what people who cover the team say, just use your own eyes. I mean, when they first got here, AJ was wearing Hurts season hats. They were FaceTiming each other. They were, like, celebrating. Like, they don't really interact much from what I see. And then this week when he was talking about, his statement he made, right, he says,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He FaceTimes with Nick Sirianni. He calls Kevin Petullo KP. He didn't really have much to say about Jalen. And when Jalen was asked about AJ at his press conference, he didn't really have much to say about AJ. Now, does this mean that they can't win? Of course not. They won a Super Bowl last year, and it was the same, right? Like, this isn't a new thing that's come up in that building. But it's just tougher to win, I think, when two of your most important players don't seem to be on the same page.
Tell us about the Dallas Goedert, limited in practice with a knee, and Lane Johnson also limited. Jalen Carter limited with his shoulder. So Lane and Jalen, we've seen Jalen Carter holding his wrist or his shoulder during games. We've watched Lane sit for the majority of the last couple games. How serious are these injuries?
Yeah, so the good news is that Jalen Carter and Lane Johnson were full participants in practice yesterday. So they seem to be on path to playing. Talking to Jalen Carter at his locker yesterday, it sounds like this is just something he's going to have to deal with. Like, there will be moments in the game where this shoulder injury flares up. And you saw last week, like, he came out for a little bit. I think the hope is as the season goes on that won't happen as much. But as I'm sure you could probably speak to as a former player, like, it's really, really hard to recover from something in season. Like, the games don't stop. And by the way, they play Sunday and then they play Thursday this week. So, you know, it's a short turnaround. Now, as for Goddard, on Wednesday, I was pretty pessimistic he was going to play. But yesterday, he was out there. He was running around. He looked good running. Grant Calcaterra didn't practice because of an illness. So, you know, you wonder if they need Goddard a little bit more. But this Thursday night game they have after Sunday, I think, will play a factor in some of the decisions.
Absolutely. And Adoree Jackson, where does he stand for being able to play in this game? Are we is the cornerback spot going to be dictated basically by just whoever is the healthiest third cornerback?
Yeah, so Adoree was a full participant in practice as well yesterday, so he seems to have fully recovered from the groin injury that was holding him back. But wow. Kelee Ringo played well in that game. I mean, look, tackling-wise, he still has work to do, but they did not throw the ball at him. And I don't, you know, maybe it's, he was being great in coverage. They seemed to have an insane plan of going after Quinion, which did not work out well for them. But, yeah, If I were the Eagles, I would give Kelee another shot. Like, it's better for this team if Kelee locks down that job and becomes the long-term starter. Adoree's on a one-year deal. He's a veteran. If you can, you know, kind of get Kelee to become that consistent number two, that's a really big deal for this team. So I would start Kelee again.
Geez, if Kelee is close enough to where it's a toss-up, you know, between the two of them, certainly you'd opt for the younger, cheaper guy who's willing to throw his body around on special teams.
Look,
Fangio talked about how this week he needs to learn to tackle differently on defense as opposed to special teams. It is a different type of tackling, and he really is trying to bridge that gap right now.
Don't sign me up for the Kelee Ringo train. I mean,
he's raw.
Yes,
and
he's
you
raw.
Don't want raw.
I don't want raw.
They need to trade for one.
Yeah, they really might. They got a couple more weeks before that trade deadline.
And I'd also appreciate another edge guy, maybe.
Yeah. Elliot, final thing. At 8 o'clock today, we're giving away tickets to the Eagles-Broncos game. We've had a theme this week of players. I've given names, players that were difficult at times. And I'll just say A.J. was one of them. I mean, this is all in honor or dishonor of A.J. Give me your prediction prior to 2000. It's a player prior to 2000. Who's going to be the difficult player today?
Wait, so let me say two things first because I got wrapped up. Like, it is funny to hear people describe AJ as difficult, and I'm not saying that he can't act like a diva sometimes.
Sure.
But, like, being around him in that building, I think he is such a positive as opposed to, like, a negative in that.
Well, that's the irony of this. I know.
Yeah,
I
mean, he makes his teammates and coaches' lives harder.
He does.
Because they have to go through this stuff.
He did.
Absolutely. It's just, he's such an interesting guy in that way because you watch him interact with his teammates, you watch him in the locker room, and it's like, this dude gets along with everybody. Everyone comes up. Yesterday, like seven different players came up to his locker yesterday. We're like talking with him, doing handshakes. Like, it's just pretty crazy how what I see versus how sometimes he's discussed now.
How often does the quarterback come up to him?
Yeah, I don't know if they have a handshake. I'll say that. Yeah,
just curious. It's kind of important if your quarterback and your star wide receiver get along.
I haven't seen them talk much. I will say that.
Yeah. All right, who's it going to be, a pre-2000 difficult player? Because, Rhea, we're giving away these tickets coming up at 8 o'clock.
Yes, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, give me your prediction, Elliot. Who is it?
I'm confused by what your question is.
Guys, it could rile up the coaching staff in the city of Philadelphia.
From that played in the year
before 2000. Hey, you're too young. You're too young. It's okay.
Yeah,
you can bail out.
That's a tough question.
It's okay. All right, Elliot, other than the very end, fine work by you.
Thank you. I appreciate
See you, buddy.
Beat the hammer.
Thanks,
man. I'll take care of the chump and beat the hammer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.